our equality. Now is the time to make peace and forgive our faults, because united we stand, or divided we will fall. I still believe in us, my America. You're still the land I love, though a little bruised up.
6:35, you're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thank you for joining us. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget, our McVetty's Hearth and Home text line is 207-409-6172. You can find out more at StovesOfMaine.com. You know, if you read publications around the country, some of them are journalistic endeavors, other are opinion thought. There's a lot of people talking about civil war in this country, and I find that abhorrent. I find the people talking about it abhorrent. But I do understand why they're talking about it, because throughout the long history of the world, if you know world history, what typically happens is the people have enough. And then they begin to look at the leaders as something less than human, so what they do to them doesn't matter. That's what's happened throughout the long history of the world. If you go back and read the journal of the Revolutionary War patriots, they began to look at King George III as something less than human, something that was simply tyrannical in nature. At the time, there was this idea in Europe that there was divine right of kings, that they were blessed by God and ordained by God, and therefore any action they undertook was acceptable in the eyes of the Almighty. And that's why throughout the long history of Europe, you've seen so many people oppressed, because those who had the positions of responsibility, largely kings and queens, they didn't use that authority for nobility. They didn't use that authority to advance the good of mankind. They used it to indulge their own proclivities. I don't really see a lot of difference between those kings of Europe and the legislative bodies of our country. They're indulging their own proclivities. And if you go back and look at the kings of Europe, what you found, if you trace their bloodline, is there was a great deal of inbreeding that eventually led to madness. There was not a single person in the main legislature, that campaigned on the idea that they would expand abortion till birth with merely a doctor's signature, but no medical condition required. No medical condition for the mother, no medical condition for the child. Not a single person in the main legislature campaigned on the idea that a child who was viable outside of the womb could be aborted simply because someone decided they were overwhelmed and couldn't handle having a child in their life. And all they had to do was doctor shop to find someone who would sign off on it. Not a single person in the main legislature campaigned on that idea in 2022. The governor actually campaigned the opposite of that idea. The governor, being the most egregious case, actually pledged repeatedly that she would not change the 30-year law in the state of Maine that had been hard-fought and hard-won in compromise, where nobody got exactly what they wanted. She actually campaigned just the opposite and said she would preserve that law. She would not change it. And then she made wild accusations against her opponent because that's what elected people do. They're deceivers. Not a single person that ran for the Maine legislature campaigned on the idea that they would force this state to join a national voter compact, thereby telling the people of Maine that however you vote for president, it doesn't matter. That we know better than you do. We're on a higher plane than you are. So we will choose how your presidential votes go. Not a single person in the state of Maine campaigned on that idea. Not one. No one campaigned on the idea that they would put windmills in the water as part of a radical, unproven, unproven ideology about global climate change. No one campaigned on the idea that they would destroy the Maine coastline for a rigid ideology that they can't prove and that there are many credible scientists who dispute. Oh, you don't hear their voices because, much like during COVID, when doctors came forward with different ideas than what the mainstream said about how to treat COVID, their voices were silent. Sometimes their license were suspended as the political class of this state and this country suppressed their voices. But the voices of scientists who do the real work, who don't agree with global climate change and the manner in which these people proffer it, you don't hear their voices. Their papers aren't printed in publications. In fact, they approach those publications and they're denied. Not a person in the Maine legislature campaigned on the idea that they would put windmills along the coast of Maine, destroy the fishing industry, and destroy the scenic beauty that the Almighty has given us. And yet here we are. Not a single person who currently resides in the Maine legislature campaigned on the idea that they would raise taxes on the people of Maine once they were in office. Governor Mills pledged that she would not raise taxes. And then to take her deception to another level, she wrote an op-ed in the Portland Press Herald trying to deceive us about what a tax increase actually was. It's really very extraordinary the level to which the people we've elected to office have used deception to gain their position of power. It speaks to their character. It speaks strongly to their character, their integrity, their decency, and their honor. I'll leave it to you to decide what the message is. So we find ourselves in a unique position. We have a beautiful state full of good people who are being run over by their government, literally steamrolled. Literally steamrolled by their government. And yet nobody seems to know what to do. Nobody seems to understand what the consequences of remaining silent are. It's not going to get better if you continue to remain silent. It's not going to get better if you continue to cower to tyranny. Because tyranny continues to encroach until it's stopped. Tyranny has no boundaries until those boundaries are imposed on it. The Constitution of this state doesn't afford the idea of tyranny. But the Constitution is a piece of paper. And that's all it is. Unless the will of the people stand behind it. It's no different than the U.S. Constitution. It's just a piece of paper. Unless the people of the country stand behind it. It's why we require those who are in elective office to swear an oath to it. Because we expect them to defend it, not destroy it. But it takes people of character to defend a document such as the Maine Constitution or the United States Constitution. People who have no morality and no integrity can't defend those kinds of documents because morality and integrity are the only thing that defend those documents. Guns won't do it. Tanks won't do it. As the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden, said, he's got F-16s. But I promise you, they won't do it either. It is the sheer will of the people that defend those documents. And when they stand down, those documents are trampled, as they are being done now. At some point, every man and every woman has to decide who they are. It happens in everyone's life. There is that moment. Do you know who you are? Do you know how lucky you are to have been born or found your way to this country? Do you realize the great gift you were given? Not only your birth, which was by the grace of the Almighty, but the geography that you were fortunate enough to land on when you were introduced to the world. You were given a great gift. A gift you should cherish. And a gift you can pass on. But it requires something of you. This is a gift that requires you to do something. Because if you don't, it won't be available to be passed on. President Reagan said repeatedly that freedom was only one generation away from extinction. And shamefully, my generation is the generation that may let freedom go. We have given in to drugs and alcohol and sexual immorality and pornography and all kinds of other things. But what we haven't done is stand up for freedom. I can only assume it's because we don't even realize what life would be like without it, or don't believe that on this land it can happen. But it's happened on every land where the people stand down and the government stands up. Because the government, in all forms, including ours, is always seeking to encroach on the freedom and the rights of the individual. It's why the founders framed the Constitution as they did, to limit the authority of our government and to limit its scope and its reach. But it only works when the people defend it, not with guns, not with weapons, but with sheer will. All weapons do is allow the person or group of people who have more to overrun those who don't. Kind of like democracy. My rule. If you think this can't go away, you don't know history. We are repeating history right now, but this time we're doing it in a unique form. This time, the founders of this great nation placed the powers in the hands of the people. And they knew that the people would exercise that power because of the tyranny they had lived under from the madman King George. But we've come to a moment in this country now where we've had it so good for so long, we become apathetic about it. We think it's somebody else's responsibility to be involved. We have chosen to allow a very small group of people to destroy what we love. And we have idly stood by and watched them do it. The question is why? Why would we allow a group of miscreants to destroy the greatest gift God has ever given this world other than his son, Jesus Christ? This land is a beacon of hope and a beacon of freedom to people all over the planet. People all over the planet cherish the thought of coming to America. And yet somehow Mainers and Americans have chosen not to cherish this land. They've chosen to abdicate their responsibility to protect it for future generations. The Knight family farm is 300 years old, 56 years prior to this nation and the Declaration of Independence. In their family, they understood what perseverance was all about. They understood what cherishing the great gift of their land was all about. And they have worked and they have sweated and they have bled to protect it. And it's endured. Until maybe now, when the tyranny of government may overrun it and take their land, and take their history. They've now taken our vote for the presidency. The governor is determined to take the scenic beauty of the Maine coastline and destroy it with rigid ideology. Are we also going to let the government destroy the Knight family farm so people don't have to sit at a traffic light for 2 minutes more than they feel comfortable doing?
We fix people by fixing their car. I like being part of that.
It's a great feeling knowing that you've done something.